From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The offensive in Fallujah is in its third day, and U.S.-led forces say they now control 70% of that Iraqi city. In a gun battle before dawn, troops took the City Hall compound. A Marine commander says insurgents are operating only in small pockets, blind, moving through the city. An Iraqi general announced that troops had found what he called hostage slaughterhouses, where foreign captives had been killed. He told reporters that those houses contained video CDs showing the murders, as well as documents belonging to the hostages.
NPR's Ann Garrels is embedded with one of the units engaged in Fallujah, the 1st Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment. Ann, I understand that you went into the city. Describe for us what you saw.
Well, some Marine units have made it to the center of Fallujah, where they're now controlling some key government buildings. Others have moved into certain neighborhoods where they're basing themselves in houses they've taken over. They're then patrolling from there. But they don't control areas that they've already passed through. Supply runs, those are the runs I've been on, bringing food, water, and ammunition into the city, have been coming under regular attack, some quite fierce firefights. And the Marine companies I visited are also coming under continuous fire.
You say continuous fire. How stiff is the resistance?
Well, it's not as stiff as the Marines anticipated. The battalion I'm with says it's moved much faster than it anticipated. They are able to move around certain areas. They're going house to house, and they've located and destroyed a lot of weapons in mosques, private houses, and small warehouses. They've also found a lot of bombs, and they've found bomb-making material. They located a truck today, for instance, that was full of fuses, things to make these deadly roadside bombs. They've located documents which indicate that the insurgents may well have been responsible for attacks on police stations and Iraqi National Guard, names of people who they were targeting or who they killed. And this evening, one Marine unit believes it may have found a store of sarin nerve gas, though explosives experts, I have to say, have yet to arrive to inspect this.
And if the resistance was not as stiff as anticipated, might that suggest that a large number of the insurgents had left Fallujah before the offensive was launched?
Absolutely. Officers are now saying that many of the insurgents most probably left. And certainly there is no indication of many of the foreigners they were looking for, including Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab Zarqawi. The Fallujah offensive alone will not end the insurgency. That's what many officers are saying. They do believe it will regroup and quite possibly infiltrate Fallujah after the fighting is over. But the Marines say they hope that Fallujah will no longer be an absolute safe haven. It will require the Marines, though, to stay in the city for some time.
There were civilians who had fled the city. Some had stayed behind. Do you know anything about civilian casualties?
Well, I've been traveling around the north of Fallujah, and I have seen only a couple of civilian casualties who were then treated by the Marines. And the military has not issued any civilian casualty figures at all. The city, frankly, appears to be almost completely deserted except for the fighters. Shops are shuttered. The houses into which the Marines have moved have been empty. It's even hard to find insurgents, or at least to see them. You see the flashes of fire, but they're sort of an invisible enemy for the Marines. I've only spoken to a few Marines who have actually, it's only in about, you know, a dozen instances where they've actually shot or shot at someone they've seen.
Annie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Ann Garrel speaking to us just outside Fallujah.